I'd never quit her. When I said I would go to war for her, I meant it. I'm just getting started. I'm brought from my thoughts by the sound of my phone. I glance over to see it skipping across my desk. When it dawns on me that it's fancy coming from it. I can't get across the room fast enough. Once I reach my desk, I stop. My hand hovering over my phone lit up with a picture of Frankie dancing. All of a sudden, a sick sense of deja vu takes over me. And instantly I'm terrified to answer this fucking call. But I do. I have no choice. Princess? When I don't get an answer, but can hear her breathing, panic spikes. Frankie! I shout, and then wait no more than a second before I'm frantically calling her name again. Frankie, don't fucking do this shit to me again, princess! Rounding my desk, I already have my keys in hand, and I'm nearly to the front door when I hear her breathe out,
Andrew.
Right before the call is disconnected. This cannot be happening again. I'll kill him if he puts his hands on her. Please, fuck. Let me get there in time. I'll fucking kill him. Out the door in a matter of seconds. I don't even bother shutting it behind.